Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Konnichiwa, from the wistful playing of Japanese-American jazz pianist, composer, arranger, and bandleader Toshiko Akiyoshi with the song The March off the Japanese Jazz 1950s to the 80s compilation album, we begin a new episode of Neon Jazz and a look into the jazz coming out of Japan. And the interest in jazz in Japan is epic. So Toshiko is one of the very few successful female instrumentalists of her generation. She is also recognized as a major figure in jazz composition. She has received 14 Grammy nominations, and she was the first woman to win the Best Arranger and Composer Awards in Downbeat Magazine's Reader's Poll. As we head into this homage to both the Japanese jazz musicians and their music, it is safe to say that Japan has the largest proportion of jazz fans in the world. Early jazz music was popularized in Japan thanks to the overseas trips of both American and Filipino jazz bands. Built around the performances of the Filipinos, local jazz practice began to emerge in Japan as early as the 1920s. By 1924, the city of Osaka already boasted 20 dance halls, which gave many Japanese-born musicians their first crack to play jazz themselves professionally. Trumpeter Fumio Nanri was the first of these Japanese jazz performers to gain international acclaim for his playing style, and he opened the floodgates. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, opening the floodgates, coming to you from a town that loves its sushi and delicious jazz, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you a delicious assortment of sound. Our next act on this Japanese theme show is the modern jazz Sanni no Kai with the 1960 tune Blue Soul.
Thank you. Seattle-based jazz vocalist Eugenie Jones, and you are listening to Neon Jazz.
That was American jazz saxophonist, known for his sophisticated hard bop and post bop style and being a favorite in Japan, Mr. Eric Alexander, with the 2003 song Nightlife in Tokyo. He was influenced heavily by Coltrane, Sonny Stitt, Dexter Gordon, and he worked with many notable jazz musicians over the years. So here's a bit more on the history of jazz in Japan. The Americanness and mass appeal of early jazz as dance music gave reason for concern amongst the conservative Japanese elite. And in 1927, Osaka municipal officials issued ordinances that forced the dance halls to close. A large number of young musicians switched to the jazz scene in Tokyo, where some found employment in the house jazz orchestras of the major recording companies. In the 1930s, popular song composers tried to overcome jazz music's controversial qualities by creating a very distinctive Japanese kind of music. They reworked ancient Japanese folk or theater songs with a jazz touch. Our next featured act on this hour of Japanese jazz is the tune Favela from the great Kazuo Yashiro.
Thank you. Brian Stever, Kansas City drummer. And if you are listening to Neon Jazz by Joe Domino every Saturday morning from 7 to 9, you should be.
Thank you.
from Kanagawa, Japan. That was the brilliant jazz pianist Akiko Grace with the 2011 song Doxy. She started at the keys at the age of 3, and as she grew older, she became fascinated with the music of jazz titans like John Coltrane, Miles Davis, Lenny Tristano, and the great Paul Bley. When she released her 2002 debut album from New York on the Savoy label for the Columbia Music Group, she became Savoy's first Japanese artist. So, as we go on with the history of Japanese jazz, during World War II, jazz was considered enemy music and banned in Japan. However, by then, the genre had become far too popular for a complete ban to be successful. Jazz-like songs, sometimes of a strangely, strongly patriotic type, continue to be performed, but these songs were usually referred to as light music, but it was still around. This next tune is a catchy one from artist Kiyoshi Sugimoto. Here's the 1971 song, Babylonia Wind.
Thank you. This is Neon Jazz, Joe Domino.
That was award-winning Japanese saxophonist and flutist Sadao Watanabe with his take on My Favorite Things by Coltrane. From Japan, he is really known for his bossa nova recordings, but his work encompasses a large range of styles with collaborations from musicians literally from all over the world. These days, he is considered a citizen of Los Angeles, California. So, as we move on through the history of jazz in Japan through this show, after World War II, the Allied occupation of Japan provided a new incentive for Japanese jazz musicians to emerge, as the American troops were eager to hear the music they listened to back home. By the end of the 1950s, native jazz practice began to flourish again in Japan, and in the following decades, an active avant-garde and free jazz scene reached its full growth as it continues into fruition today. This next cut on Neon Jazz comes from the great Hiro Inagaki and his Soul Media with the 1970 song Head Rock. Thank you.
This is Laura Ainsworth, and I think neon jazz is out of this world.
That was Nobuo Hara and his Sharps and Flats teamed up with Hozan Yamamoto with the song Tabaru Zaka. On a final note in the history of Japanese jazz, Around the turn of the millennium, Tokyo remained a base for a small but thriving jazz community, and to this day, it has been popularized by author Barry Eisler, and more locally, by my lovely wife Carrie, who read Eisler years ago and tipped me off to a thriving jazz culture as it roars on. With that roar, we're going to leave with a little bed of music underneath us. Here's Japanese jazz drummer Takeo Moriyama with the 1980 song Wataris. Thanks again for tuning in to a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a fan of the sushi arts, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Oi!
And before we get out of here, one special shout out to the coolest Japanese-American cat I know, the Kato, or better known as Brian Kitahara. This one's for you, kid. Talk to us about our show, contact us, let us know you're out there in Jazzland. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, sayonara. As we continue our exploration of the history of Japanese jazz.
Wait. Hey, we're running out of time here.
But I had one more.
Neon Jazz.